This is the KHMB Radio Magazine. Community news, information, features, and entertainment. The KHMB Radio Magazine is brought to you by
Granola's Coffee House, featuring specialty coffees and fresh baked goods.
And by Cameron's Restaurant, Pub and Inn, and now RV Park. Cameron's, your home away from home.
And by Kibbles and Gifts, your one stop for pet supplies on the coastside.
And by Shepherd Family Dentistry. Shepherd Family Dentistry, where they bring your smile to life.
And now, the KHMB Feature Story of the Week. A look at people and events making a difference on the coastside.
The KHMB Feature Story of the Week is brought to you by the all-new Granola's Coffee House, located on Highway 1 next to BK Motors in Half Moon Bay. Granola's Coffee House, featuring specialty coffees, fresh baked goods, and free Wi-Fi.
Welcome to this week's Feature Story of the Week. I'm Cindy Menzel, and my guest this week is Pamela Akins. Welcome, Pamela.
Welcome to you. We both meet here in this fabulous place in Half Moon Bay.
In Half Moon Bay. Pamela is a consultant, a teacher, a storyteller, a sociologist, a visionary cosmologist, and you've written, 33 books since 1992, if I saw on your website correctly, which is PamelaAkins.net. Yes, about 33 books. She's actually, you may not know of her, but she's famous in so many circles. And her books have been about spirituality, births. I saw The American Way of Birth. And her latest book is Conversations with Death. So I have to ask, one of the first questions I have here is, Pamela, why death?
Why death? Okay, it's a big topic. It relates to all of our lives, not only does it relate to us individually as humans, but everything in the known universe dies. So it's a very big topic. It's a very big topic. And why death right now? Because a person I know who is local has cancer. He's still with us, but he has cancer. And he asked me if I would help walk him through that experience, and we wound up creating this book.
And that is Bill Morris, Bill G. Morris. And tell me a little bit more about Bill. That quite a kind thing for you to do, as he's facing death, to help him walk through that process.
Mm-hmm. I've known him for decades. We had children who grew up together here, Half Moon Bay, and so it's been a very long relationship. And also, in addition, I am a counselor. So when he got cancer and he was facing his death, he wanted to look at his life, analyze it a little bit, understand it a little better. We did not set out to write this book. We did it as something that emerged out of this intense experience of dealing head-on with death, and we began to somewhat record our conversations. These are our real conversations.
And this, well, it says conversations, mm-hmm. actually, conversations with death, and you're right. So death is, it's uncomfortable for most people. We're dealing and thinking about our own death at a certain age, or even not at a certain age, but our own death, the death of our families, the death of friends, such as Bill, that you're talking about. What value or comfort do you want readers to get out of this book?
I hope readers will get the same thing out of it that both Bill and I got. In the beginning, he was terrified. He was angry. He was more upset. It was unexpected, and he was so upset. And then he started taking it out on me, death. I'm death. So he's taking it out on me, railing. And what happened was, after we went through all these different topics and we explored them deeply, such as, well, what about suicide? Wouldn't that be a good thing to do right now?
Oh, yes.
You know, all these various things. So that won't hurt my family. We went through everything. What about death wish? What about having a death wish? Can we make it happen? Do we want it to happen? What about life? Is it worth it? What has happened that has been a worthwhile thing in life? All these pieces that we went through, and then what happens in the universe around this? Because death is a built-in aspect of the universe, so it becomes very philosophical. So the end, you ask, what do you want people to get out of it, basically?
Mm-hmm.
What we are hoping is that people will find comfort in it and normalcy. Death is normalized. And death helps us to look at our lives and see our lives in a genuine, positive way, if we can look at it that way. So looking back through our lives and trying to find out, what was this all about? What were the good points? What can I leave with that's really happy, positive, if you will, no matter what's going on? And so we come to a, I'm not going to tell you the end. I'm not going to spoil it, but it comes to a really strong and powerful end. He felt that way coming out.
And you talk about, you just said that this says, come meet death and have a little conversation on the back of the book. So are you saying, if I heard you before, that you are actually playing the part, if you will, of death in this book?
I take the role of death, and I'm taking on death from a cosmic or cosmological place, where death is ubiquitous, but it becomes, through me, death becomes personalized. So it's actually death she. So it's a death she, which is kind of a new little twist on it.
Okay.
And so he is talking to me directly as death she her.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
You've talked about the suicide, and it is so uncomfortable. So I, the first question in your book is, does death even know what love is? Can you talk a little bit about that? Because we think about losing our loved ones, and from this perspective, how does death or this book help us let go or relinquish that death-like grip we have on our loved ones when it comes time for them to pass on?
Right. So he said, he started out by saying, death, you do not know what love is. If you knew love, you would never be doing the job that you're doing in this universe. No, it turns out it's not exactly like that. So death, so what we learn all the way through the book is about how death is part of the love. Everything goes through the same cycle. It is born, it has a moment to blossom, and then it folds back on itself. Like, maybe I'll read you a paragraph.
Okay.
So here's an example. So this one comes on the end of talking about suicide. Here's a story about a tree. And this is after death is talking about suicide, and death says, what is more important to me is not the side part. Side means to die. It's the sua part, sui, which means, sui means the unique you, the original you, the you who has never been before and who has never been again, being and becoming, the absolute you, the unique you, the singularity no one else, no other manifest thing in all existence through all space and time could ever become. Only you. You, 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 you. And then death tells a story. Once years ago, I knew a hopseed tree. As hopseeds go, she was unassuming. She blended in. A human might not even notice her. But I'll tell you this. She had lived a good and full 12 years in the forest. In recent years, her rich brown bark had become gnarled and weathered and gray and more beautiful than ever. She still had her long and shining maroon leaves, though fewer than before. Her foliage still glinted and charmed in the breezy sunlight. Every spring, our hopseed, true to her nature, true to her swee, had blossomed with lovely pink flowers. But, oh, great cosmos, on the eve of her 13th year, that very spring, that precious spring, that spring replete with fertile rains and uncommon warmth, that spring which possessed a certain je ne sais quoi, our hopseed blossomed as she had never blossomed before. Every inch of her becoming fanned into splendid pink floriation. She felt herself bloom. Oh, her beauty, her power. She felt her sui surge from within, and her sui overflowed as never before. Our hopsi grew large, extremely large, hugely expanded, and in her largesse, our wilding tree cast millions of seeds to the earth from which she first sprouted. Oh, the glory! Then in the midst of that summer, she died. Suddenly, it was her time. I was there. The veil was thin, and I had been waiting, and oh, glory, what glory, that I was her witness, that she took my breath away, and then in the next instant, I claimed her, and we fled. Oh, great cosmos abounding, there are no words for such love. So this book is about love. It's a love story.
So a love of the death of not only if you're facing it, but if you're having a loved one facing it, or even a pet you would, or anything that you totally love.
And to remember that this whole life, our entire lives are a blossoming. So because we die and because everybody dies, we can appreciate the moment. It's so short. And so we can appreciate that growth, that movement, and that whatever it is we come to give, emit out into the world. And if we know that, by the way, we can help others do that. We can help children bloom if we know, if we think of it that way. Like, this is our moment. This is our time. Let's bloom. And what can I do to help you bloom? Because you have qualities nobody else has ever had. Your DNA, you're like a snowflake. Your DNA never has been before and never will be again. It is a miracle. This book's about miracles.
And that's lovely. And if you want this book, Conversations with Death, where can you get this book?
You can get this book on Amazon or Barnes & Noble online, or you can order it in any bookstore anywhere.
Even our local bookstores here.
And anywhere.
And of course, we are going to be wishing Bill Morris all the best as he continues through his journey. And but I want to thank you, Pamela Akins, for coming in and visiting with us about this very important topic, uncomfortable for many of us. For this week's feature story of the week, I'm Cindy Menzel.
KHNB contributor Cindy Menzel with a thought-provoking feature story of the week. For Radio Magazine, I'm Jim Henderson. And with thoughts of yesteryear, we turn to Cameron Palmer, host of the KHNB Time Machine, for a journey back to 1977. It all begins in moments on the one and only community station for the San Mateo County Midcoast. We are 100.9 KHMB Radio.
You've been listening to the KHMB Feature Story of the Week. Know someone who deserves to be recognized in the community? Call us today at 453-4000 or email us news@khmbradio.com.
Serving the neighborhoods of the Coastside, this is KHMB, AM 1710 and 100.9 FM, Half Moon Bay.
Are you ready for the next disaster? Being prepared shouldn't take up too much of your time or your finances. Chances are, you already have much of what you need at home. I'm Rick with San Mateo County's Department of Emergency Management, also known as DEM. In our 24-week preparedness series, we're providing small weekly tasks that'll make it easier for everyone in your family to be safe and ready. All these items should be stored in your emergency kit. This can be a large box, a new garbage can with wheels, or a storage bin that stores 3 to 7 days of supplies and can be in your garage or closet or shed. Today's two tasks are part of week one of our preparedness series. Task one, on this week's grocery list, for each person and pet in your home, add 1 gallon of water, 1 large can of juice, and 1 can of meat or protein of your choice. Also add a manual can opener. Task 2. Pick an out-of-area emergency contact for your family and notify them. For a complete copy of the DEM Preparedness Calendar and other readiness disaster resources, visit our website at smcgov.org/DEM. Once again, that's smcgov.org/DEM. Tune in next week for more tips and Help San Mateo County stay stronger together, ready together.
Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.
And now, the AM 1710 Time Machine with host Cameron Palmer.
The Time Machine takes us to 1977. From the pages of the Half Moon Bay Review, these are the stories making news. Local news, 1977. Balloonist drifts off course, lands south of Half Moon Bay. Steve Adams was on his way to Hayward in his hot air balloon after leaving Fort Berry in Marin when the winds blew him off course and he was about to end up in the ocean 5 miles south of Half Moon Bay. He lowered his craft to 30 feet over the waves and on the offshore breeze blew him to an open field near the ocean bluff. Adams said he was glad he did not have to take a swim and what he said the water did look pretty darn cold. Arson fire causes 175 damage at the Half Moon Bay Shell Station. A thief who stole $100 from the cash drawer deliberately set fire to the Shell Station at Main Street and Highway 92 to hide the crime. The fire was reported at 3:54 a.m. by a bartender at the Cypress House who lives two doors from the Shell Station owned by Keith Nurhan. And now for a little history in the making from my restaurant, Cameron's Pub. Something interesting is happening on the double-decker bus at my pub on Highway 1. I started out as a smoking bus and then a private party bus, and now it will begin a new career, a bus lit up with neon signs. There has been a huge change in the neon field thanks to the high luminosity of LED lighting. I've had the old-fashioned neons at my place for years, and they are costly to maintain and even dangerous to work on, requiring folks specializing in handling them. I'll see how long these and the new version of the signage lasts. In the meantime, if anyone wants to rent the bus for a kid's birthday party, it's a blast. They'll love it. They'll never forget it. Also visit the Barrel Garden out front, another few of the lighting collections. Please keep calm and light on. It's 1977 and the first Apple computer goes on sale. Jimmy Carter is elected as the President of the United States. The first oil flows through the Trans-Alaskan Oil Pipeline. And a power blackout in New York lasts for 25 hours, resulting in looting, disorder, and 4,000 people being evacuated from the subway system. Egypt's President Anwar Sadat breaks rank with other Arab nations and recognizes the State of Israel. French is adopted as the official language of Quebec, Canada. And the U.S. sets the date of 1999 for the return of the Panama Canal back to Panama. How much are things costing in 1977? Average annual income is $15,000 and monthly rent is $240. A 5-inch portable TV will cost you $147 or buy a bikini for $9 and head to the beach. The cost of driving there, 65 cents a gallon for gas. Popular films include Saturday Night Fever, Close Encounters of the Third Kind, and Star Wars Episode 4, A New Hope. In popular music, this pop rock Los Angeles group debuts with a number one gold record. Not bad for the first effort. Here's Player with Baby Come Back.
Thank you. just can't live.
Until next time in another year, this is Cameron Palmer for the KHMB Time Machine. Thanks for listening.
Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.
Serving the neighborhoods of the Coastside, this is KHMB, AM 1710 and 100.9 FM, Half Moon Bay.
The stylist of today's haircuts loves seniors.
I am Heather, and I live in Half Moon Bay, and I am here to talk about today's haircuts. I actually was just a walk-in customer. She was able to immediately know what I needed. I would encourage you to go down to today's haircuts and just have a conversation with her. You're still going to get a quality hairstyle, color, cut, highlights, lowlights, and in a very fast turnaround time. So I hope you'll make it down to today's haircuts. They are wonderful ladies.
Today's haircuts is your kind of salon. Today's haircuts is open Monday through Saturday, 9 to 6. And Sundays 9 to 3. Today's Haircuts is located at 101 Main Street in the Seaport Landing Center, next to Ace Hardware in Half Moon Bay. Their phone number is 712-8191. 712-8191.
If I could talk to the animals.
It's time for Pet Patrol, everything that pertains to our pets and animals. Pet Patrol is brought to you by Kibbles and Gifts, located in the Strawflower Shopping Center next to Safeway. Kibbles and Gifts is your one-stop shop for pet supplies and gifts on the Coastside. Visit them online, kibblesandgifts.com. And now, your host for Pet Patrol, Krista Livingston.
How to help your dog deal with seasonal allergies. For some people, seasonal allergies are a real pain. Whether you're bothered by a runny nose, itchy eyes, or endless sneezing, it can be a tough time of year to endure. Just like their human parents, some dogs suffer from the aggravating effects of seasonal allergies as well. Dogs can be allergic to natural seasonal substances. This can include plant and tree pollens, mold spores, dust, feathers, and fleas. A dog's allergy symptoms are generally similar to those experienced by humans. The immune system overreacts to one or more offending substances, leading to itchiness and irritation. Your dog may lick or scratch themselves, develop irritated eyes, or sneeze repeatedly. Some dogs experience itchy, swollen skin, while others suffer from diarrhea and vomiting. In certain cases, a secondary infection may develop. Here are a few things you should do to help control any discomfort your dog may be dealing with due to seasonal allergies and reduce the risk of more serious problems. Adapt your daily walk routine. If possible, avoid walking your dog in the early morning or late afternoon when pollen levels are typically highest. Steer clear of fields and parks where offending plants are common. When you return home, wipe your dog's body and paws with a moist cloth or hypoallergenic fragrance-free grooming wipe from your local pet store. This will remove excess pollen and other allergens from your dog's fur and skin without the hassle of a full bath. Pay special attention to the paws, as the sensitive skin here is often affected by allergens. Some pet parents soak their dog's paws in apple cider vinegar to remove pollen and other substances. If using this method, mix 2 parts water with 1 part apple cider vinegar. Another solution is to put boots on your dog's paws to prevent them from stepping in irritants and then tracking them into your house. Clean the air and other surfaces. Inside your home, regularly change air filters to cut down on airborne allergens that enter through open doors and windows. Running an air conditioner or dehumidifier will help remove moisture from interior air, making it harder for mold to grow. Minimize the amount of time your dog spends in damp environments, such as basements, bathrooms, or laundry rooms. Vacuum at least once a week and remember to clean curtains and rugs that may have picked up dust and pollen. Here are more things you can do to control your dog's allergies. Don't sleep on it. The surfaces your dog comes into contact with at bedtime can become covered in allergens, so make sure they're kept clean by being washed in hot water every week. Consider putting towels or blankets on top of beds, yours and theirs, and chairs to make sure this task is easier and keep offending substances away from the surface underneath. Also make sure any soft toys your dog plays with get washed regularly. Jump in the bath. Prevent dry, itchy skin by giving your dog a bath more often with veterinarian advice. Wash their fur with a gentle, hypoallergenic, anti-itch shampoo that contains a soothing ingredient such as oatmeal or aloe. Some dog owners give their pet a 10-minute soak in a bath mixed with a gentle moisturizing oil. Supplement your dog's diet. Try giving your dog a natural dietary supplement such as fish oil or a fatty acid such as omega-3 or omega-6 to reduce itchiness and improve overall skin health. Coconut oil has also been shown to suppress allergic reactions while contributing to healthier skin. My dog Jeffrey suffers from allergies every year during the season. He gets very flaky skin. His fur and skin get oily and stinky. He loses fur. I always supplement his diet this time of year with Nature Vet Skin and Coat Plus and bathe him with Nudie Antimicrobial Shampoo. Both of the products help, but he still gets some skin problems. This year, I also added Canine Natural Freeze-Dried Tripe, which contains lots of probiotics and vitamins, and Carnivore's Ground Sprouted Seed Mix, Florifore. It's a whole food supplement bursting with live probiotics and enzymes. Adding these two additional foods to Jeffrey's diet has made all the difference. His skin is not oily, missing, or stinky, and he has very few flakes. We carry all these products at Kibbles and are happy to discuss them with you. I hope these tips help your itchy doggies. Until next week, this is Krista with Kibbles and Gifts.
If I could talk to the animals.
Pet Patrol is a regular feature of KHMB Radio. If you have an animal-related announcement, just call us at 453-4000 or email us pets@khmbradio.com. Pet Patrol has been brought to you by Kibbles and Gifts, located in the Strawflower Shopping Center next to Safeway. Kibbles and Gifts is your one-stop shop for pet supplies and gifts on the coastside. Phone them at 726-3700 or visit them online, kibblesandgifts.com.
Serving the neighborhoods of the coastside, this is KHMB, AM 1710 and 100.9 FM, Half Moon Bay.
Half Moon Bay has a rich history. In its early years, it was a settlement known as Spanish Town, having gotten its name because it was part of early California Spanish land grants. The culinary spirit of Spanish Town lives on in the form of Spanish Town Mexican Restaurant. Known for its simple yet delicious food made with fresh ingredients, Spanish Town Mexican Restaurant provides a warm and inviting atmosphere. Perfect for enjoying classic dishes like burritos, enchiladas, fajitas, tamales, and more. Spanish Town Mexican Restaurant is located at 515 Church Street across from Cunha Elementary School. Treat your taste buds to an olé experience at Spanish Town Mexican Restaurant.
This is Keeping Pace with Your Health, a weekly show featuring guest hosts speaking on a variety of health-related issues. Keeping Pace with Your Health is brought to you by Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street, Half Moon Bay. And now, this week's guest host.
What if I told you that something as simple as walking barefoot on the earth could reduce stress, improve sleep, and even lower inflammation of the body? This practice, known as grounding or earthing, is gaining attention for its scientifically backed health benefits. Hello, I'm Reverend Dr. Lily Godso, pastoral psychotherapist and your guest host for Keeping Pace with Your Health. Today, we'll explore how connecting directly with the Earth's surface can support physical and mental well-being. Modern life keeps us disconnected. Rubber-soled shoes, concrete streets, and time spent indoors separate us from the natural energy of the Earth. But research has found that grounding can reduce inflammation and pain by neutralizing free radicals in the body. It helps lower cortisol levels, reducing stress and improving sleep. It can even support heart health by regulating blood viscosity and circulation. So, how does grounding actually work? Stay with me. We'll discuss simple ways to incorporate it into daily life after the break. And now, a word from Shepherd Family Dentistry.
This is Dr. Brian Shepherd. Do you snore or have trouble sleeping? If so, you may have obstructive sleep apnea. If untreated, obstructive sleep apnea can lead to stroke, heart problems, high blood pressure, and diabetes. Shepherd Family Dentistry can arrange a home sleep study connected with a specialized MD for diagnosis and customize a discrete appliance to alleviate symptoms and provide restful sleep. We can bill medical insurance and Medicare. If you would like to learn more, call us at 726-3355 or visit us at shepherddentist.com. You can get a good night's sleep, and I would like to show you how.
Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street, phone 726-3355. Shepherd Family Dentistry,
where we bring your smile to life.
Welcome back to Keeping Pace with Your Health. Before the break, we explored the science behind grounding. Now, let's talk about how you can practice it. Research shows that the brain is capable of growth and change, so even simple habits like grounding can lead to long-term improvements in both physical and mental well-being. Here are some simple ways to get started. Go barefoot. Walk on grass, sand, or soil for at least 10 to 20 minutes a day to absorb the Earth's natural electrons. Sit or lie on the ground. Whether you're meditating in a park or resting on the beach, direct skin contact enhances the benefits. Use grounding tools. If going outside isn't an option, grounding mats, sheets, and patches are available and can mimic the effects of being outdoors. To close, let's try a simple grounding practice together. And if you're driving, try this at home instead. Take a deep breath and place both feet firmly on the ground. Imagine roots extending from your feet deep into the earth, anchoring and stabilizing you. As you exhale, release tension and feel the energy of the earth rise up, restoring balance and calm. Grounding is a simple yet powerful tool for reducing stress and promoting overall well-being. And remember, you don't have to navigate your healing journey alone. If you or someone you love is struggling with stress, anxiety, or feeling disconnected, I am here to help. Reach out to me on my website, lilygodsoe.com, that's LILYGODSOE.com, or call me at 650-492-8865 for support in finding balance and well-being. Until next time, this has been Reverend Dr. Lily Godsoe with Keeping Pace with Your Health. Stay well, stay grounded, and stay connected.
This has been Keeping Pace with Your Health, a weekly show devoted to important health topics. Keeping Pace with Your Health has been brought to you by Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street, Half Moon Bay. Shepherd Family Dentistry, where they bring your smile to life.
Serving the neighborhoods of the Coastside, this is KHMB, AM 1710, and 100.9 FM, Half Moon Bay.
On the carousel! On the carousel!
Coastside Carousel. The show devoted to spotlighting the groups and artists that make up our local musical entertainment community.
Coastside Carousel is brought to you by Cameron's Restaurant and Inn. Cameron's, good food and good times for the entire family.
Listener-supported community radio for the Coastside is KHMB. And welcome to Coastside Carousel, the show that's by and for local artists along the Coastside and the Bay Area bands who visit here to play live. I'm Mike Dale. Support for Coastside Carousel comes from Cameron's Pub and Restaurant, the only true British pub on the coast and voted one of the top eight pubs in all of California. This week, we're privileged to feature Maria Muldaur on Coastside Carousel. You know the monster hit of hers in the 1970s that we play on KHMB, Midnight at the Oasis. But she's so much more than a one-hit wonder. Maria's 55-year career is an adventurous odyssey through Americana roots music like blues, jug band, bluegrass, jazz, and Appalachian old-timey music. You might say that Muldaur is the godmother of Americana. Maria just keeps reinventing herself. In 2020, she collaborated with the world-renowned New Orleans band Tuba Skinny. We'll play a track from that album today, Let's Get Happy Together. You can see Maria and her Red Hot Bluesiana band on Saturday, March 22nd at Pacifica Performances. Buy your tickets now at pacificaperformances.org. It will sell out. Maria, thanks for joining us today. You are by far the most famous musician we've had on our little station in Half Moon Bay. Coastside Carousel is the show. Tell us about your childhood in Greenwich Village, New York City, and what you were listening to in your childhood that inspired your life of music.
Oh, my God, Mike, that was so long ago. But if you insist, I was born to Italian-American parents. And as you mentioned, I grew up in Greenwich Village, which was the part of Manhattan which was sort of the epicenter of all things hip. It was a place where artists and musicians and poets and sculptors and all kinds of free spirits and free thinkers lived. But as a child, my mother only wanted me to listen to classical music, but her younger sisters, my Aunt Katie, sabotaged all that by playing what she called cowboy music, which was the early country and western music of the day. This being in the early and mid 1940s. And at age five, I was listening to Hank Williams and Kitty Well, Tank Snow, Hank Tom, well, a lot of guys named Hank, as a matter of fact, but a lot of wonderful early country and western music. And the first song I remember ever singing was Kitty Wells' It Wasn't God Who Made Honky Tonk Angels. At the age of five, with my Aunt Katie playing very rudimentary honky tonk piano backing me up, I discovered that right in my own neighborhood, Greenwich Village, there was a movement, a sort of a resurgence of what they were calling folk music, which we would call roots music today. And so I started being exposed to people playing Appalachian, you know, fiddle and banjo music and bluegrass and blues and all kinds of roots music. So I was just very lucky to be, you know, kind of be born and raised in a place that, you know, exposed me to so much great American music.
What a great melting pot for you early in your career as a music artist, Maria. And quite frankly, I'd like to deem you as the godmother of Americana music. How do you feel about that?
Well, that's just fine. I didn't think about Americana music much, or, you know, the term Americana, but a person that interviewed me a few years back said, you know, you single-handedly invented Americana music. I said, what are you talking about? And they said, well, listen to your first album. You had a Dolly Parton song. You had a Jimmy Rogers song. You had some songs written by contemporary singer-songwriters of the time, like Kate McGarrigle. And you had like a New Orleans blues. You know, I had a song called Don't You Feel My Leg, which was almost as popular as Midnight at the Oasis. And you were doing an eclectic mix of American roots music. And that's what became known as Americana music. I was just way ahead of my time. What can I tell you? Who knew?
Feel my leg, 'cause if you feel my leg, you wanna feel.
Community Radio for the Coastside is KHMB, and this is Coastside Carousel, brought to us each week by Cameron's Pub and Restaurant, the only true British pub on the coast. I'm Mike Dale, and my guest this week is Maria Muldaur. She will be at the Pacifica Performances Hall on Saturday, March 22nd, and buy your tickets now. Go to the website, pacificaperformances.org. Let's go back to your first album. We've got to talk about Midnight at the Oasis. It is your clarion calling, and it was number 6 on the top Billboard 100. We played on the radio here on KHMB, and it's a track that I read was almost an afterthought on your debut album in 73. Tell us a little more about that.
The president of Warner Brothers gave me the chance to come to L.A. and make my first solo album. Here I was. I found myself in the studio with anybody I asked for. I got Dr. John and Ry Cooter and David Lindley and, you know, Linda Ronstadt singing backup. I mean, it was just an incredible experience, but I definitely felt in over my head. And I had a young guitar player named David Nickturn, who had written a beautiful song called I Never Did Sing You a Love Song, which is a pretty little kind of country waltz that I had planned to do on the album. And he was so excited about that that he drove across the country from New York City in this little VW bug in the dead of winter, just in hopes of maybe coming to the studio and that maybe they'd allow him to play rhythm guitar on his song. So one day when we were almost finished, the producer came in and said, you know, I think, you know, I'm listening to the tracks and I think we have some good up-tempo stuff and some good, a few nice ballads. And I think if we had one medium tempo song, that would balance the album perfectly. And so, and David was standing right there and I looked at him and I felt so sort of grateful that he had been so like supportive of me that I said, well, David has a song. It's a goofy little song, really, but he had written it about a year earlier. I said, David, what about that song, Midnight at the Oasis? Is that medium tempo? And he said, it sure is. And he whipped out his guitar and played it for the producer. And the producer wasn't wild about it, but he said, well, that's kind of cute. Do you want to do that? And we said, yes. I'll just tell you what, God rewarded me for that grateful gesture to David Nickturn, because for some odd reason, it just captured everybody's hearts and everybody's imagination. And not only went up the Billboard charts, but stayed there for months and months and was the most, it got 2 Grammy nominations that year. And then, you know, went on to become one of the most played golden oldies. As you said, you still play it occasionally on your station. So go figure, a song about a camel, but people love it to this day. And I do it at all my performances. And I certainly will be doing it at my concert in Pacifica on March 22nd.
We have been talking about it. Yes, it's in the program. I'm doing a lot of shameless plugs for you on that show. And, you know, I was reading on Wikipedia. The song is strangely hypnotic and sensual about a desert love affair. And it also said there was probably a lot of pregnancies in the 70s because of that one song, Maria.
That and also Don't You Feel My Leg. People have come up to me and shown me pictures of their children that they say were conceived to either of those songs. What do you say when you see her that I just say, gee, well, glad I could be of help.
All right, let's hear it now. This is Midnight at the Oasis, Maria Muldaur on KHMB's Coastside Carousel.
Midnight at the Oasis, send your camel to bed. Shadows painting our faces, traces of romance in our heads. Heaven's holding a half moon, shining just for us. Let's slip off to a sand dune real soon, kick up a little dust. There's
have known to all. With 50 girls to attend him, they all sent him the jump master call. But you won't need no harem, honey, when I'm by your side. And you won't need no romance in our
Community Radio for the Coastside is KHMB at 100.9 FM and AM 1710. I'm Mike Dale, and on the phone with me is Maria Muldaur, and there was Midnight at the Oasis. You can see her on Saturday, March 22nd at Pacifica Performances. Buy your tickets now at pacificaperformances.org. It will sell out. By the way, you know, the way you're speaking, I can tell you feel like you've had a blessed life in music. Do you sometimes pinch yourself when you look back on your growing up and all the journeys you've taken in the life of music?
Well, I don't pinch myself. I just thank the Lord because it's just amazing. I mean, I've gotten to work with so many great people. Jerry Garcia, all those people I mentioned earlier. I've sung duets with Linda Ronstadt, with Bonnie Raitt. I've sung duets with Aaron Neville. I've worked in the studio with Dr. John. I've toured with Dr. John. I mean, and more recently, now there's a whole new generation of fabulous musicians that I'm excited about, including a wonderful street band of young street musicians from New Orleans called Tuba Skinny. And that was my 23rd album. I did that a couple of years ago in New Orleans with them. And the name of the album is called Let's Get Happy. It's all music from the 20s and 30s, which I really love. And they play it so beautifully that I just fell in love with them and had the opportunity to do this recording.
I love it. You're doing the interview for me. I was just about to jump into Tuba Skinny. This one's called Let's Get Happy Together. Do you want to tell us a little bit about that song?
Well, when I got the opportunity to do the album of Tuba Skinny, I wanted to find songs that were done by New Orleans artists, especially New Orleans women. And the very first song I came across was Let's Get Happy Together, written and recorded originally by Lil Hardin Armstrong, who was Louis Armstrong's second wife and very, very influential in getting him to kind of step out of the background and, you know, go for leading a band himself. He was a piano player, singer, songwriter, and band leader in her own right. And this, I heard this song, Let's Get Happy Together. I mean, I defy you to be depressed after you hear this song. It's just a real pick-me-up.
Let's hear it now on KHMB's Coastside Carousel, Maria Muldaur and Let's Get Happy Together.
Let's get happy together. Your new me too. Let's forget about stormy weather. You lost your baby and I lost mine. I got a nickel and you got a dime. We'll drown our troubles in wine and we'll get happy together. Why should we worry just because they turned us down? We'll show everybody that we're nobody's clown. Now you can dance and I can sing. I got the finger and you got the ring. We'll get the parson to fix this thing and we'll be happy together.
HMB's Coastside Carousel with Maria Muldaur on 100.9 FM and AM 1710. There's Let's Get Happy Together. You're with your red hot Bluesiana band, and you mentioned it earlier in the show today. You're going to be playing a lot of those tracks we played today on Coastside Carousel.
Yes, I am. I'm going to do stuff that, of course, I play everybody's old favorites like Don't You Feel My Leg and Midnight at the Oasis. But having done all these other albums, we're going to mix it up and do a lot of people's old favorites, but a lot of cool stuff from some of my more recent albums, too. And my Red Hot Bluesiana band is funky and upbeat. And so we're going to have a party on March 22nd down there in Pacifica. So I hope you all come out and join us.
I will be there as well. Maria, thank you so much for the luxury of your time today. We really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me, and we look forward to seeing you all on March 22nd.
On the carousel. On the carousel.
You've been listening to Coastside Carousel, featuring the music and artists of our local entertainment community. For suggestions and comments for the show, call us at 453-4000 or email us carousel@khmbradio.com.
Coastside Carousel has been brought to you by Cameron's Restaurant and Inn. Visit Cameron's at cameronsinn.com.
You have been listening to the Radio Magazine, heard daily on KHMB. If you have suggestions or comments for the show, call us at 453-4000 or email us magazine@khmbradio.com.
This is David Barton with another moment from America's history. The teachings of God's Word are the best friend civil government has because these teachings deal with the heart. Only by dealing with the heart can crime be prevented. For as Jesus explained in Matthew 5, all crime comes from the heart. Understanding this, Daniel Webster, the great defender of the Constitution, once declared, "The cultivation of the religious sentiment represses licentiousness. It inspires respect for law and order and gives strength to the whole social fabric. Whatever makes men good Christians makes them good citizens. Indeed, it is not the good Christians whom the police arrest for armed robbery, gang activity, or other such crimes." Understanding this, the Founding Fathers encouraged religious instruction, for as Daniel Webster so accurately noted, good Christians make good citizens.
For more information on God's hand in American history, contact Wall Builders at 1-800-8-REBUILD.